live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
All right.
What the hell's going on, Jason?
Hanging in there, Chris. What's happening?
Another podcast. Podcast number 27.
You got it. 27 weeks of nonstop action.
Yep.
Sounds like a bad porno film.
You're looking pretty tan.
Yeah, just got back from Mexico.
Mexico.
I got a Christmas bonus, a trip to Mexico for a week.
Man, that's beautiful.
I had a good time, too. I really needed it. Didn't think about the sight the whole week I was there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Played in the ocean. I drank a lot.
Yeah.
Got stung by a stingray. That was a real drag. went parasailing, got a nice tan, and ate the same food day in and day out.
Laid on the beach.
Yeah, a little bit of that. My wife and I had a good time.
Cool.
We really needed it.
Excellent.
And then I come back, and man, there's some cool news going on.
That's right.
On March 7th in the Detroit Free Press, right on the front page of the
right.
of the release, and also on the front page of the website at freep.com.
Right, I'm looking at it right here. Yeah, Camaro on verge of revival.
Yeah, and being on the front page of the Detroit Free Press is not the easiest thing in the world. I'm kind of surprised that that showed up.
Right.
With everything else that's going on.
Right. The Camaro came out to be such a huge success at the North American International Auto Show here in Detroit.
That sure did.
Yeah, so they're definitely paying attention to this car. And according to these reports now, it's saying that the CAW vote this week is a great step towards the revival of the Camaro. In 2010, it has listed here. It all has to do with the people in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
The CAW voting to do something at the Oshawa plant,
right?
To build a flex system type car with the Zeta platform.
Yep.
So I guess if they approve that, I don't know. Are they going to build it in Canada again?
I think that's what they're aiming for.
It looks like a step in the right direction.
I mean, from what I understand, and I'm by no means a resident expert on this, we got a lot of experts on the board that follow this much more closely than you or I can.
Right.
But it seems like they're going to be trying to make this a multi-vehicle platform, which is only smart.
Right, and that's where the Chrysler got the huge success for the platform for the 300.
Absolutely. And the fact that that they can say, hey, we can build multiple cars off this platform, is only a shoe-in for the Camaro. That much easier for them to make the car.
I mean, if Pontiac builds the GTO on this, Buick,
just about anything.
It'll be a huge success.
And speaking of the Pontiac, in Auto Week, it was just published on the 2nd of March, a few days before that, on AutoWeek.com, they mentioned that the GTO, which we thought was on the chopping block or you know, had its head in the noose, I guess. It says here, GM planning next-gen GTO, vehicle likely to be built on the same line as the new Camaro.
There you go.
And the first paragraph is, the Pontiac GTO lives. It will be replaced in late 2008 by an all-new model underpinned by General Motors' latest rear-wheel drive Zeta platform, with a strong likelihood of it being built on the same production line as the Chevrolet Camaro in North America.
Right. So, I mean, there's all you know, points to... You know,
all systems go.
All systems go.
So that's great. I don't know what that says about the Firebird.
Yeah.
You know, we mentioned that in a previous podcast.
Right. I don't know. I've said since the beginning, back in many podcasts ago, that I thought that the GTO would probably be built on the same platform as the Camaro and take the Firebird's place.
Right.
I don't know how true that, I mean...
That's just, you know, speculation like anything else, but it's... It's got some good solid facts behind it that once again point in the right direction. And this mentioning in Auto Week is a pretty heavy hitter for that theory.
Right. And in the Free Press too, they list an anonymous source that says that they're working on this car right now as if it's been green lighted.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what we've been thinking, hoping for all along.
Right.
I don't know about the 2010 model year.
Right.
Because I have heard from some friends that I have
through the grapevine
that one of the lead engineers says, no way, it's gonna take that long. And I guess this guy gets what he wants, and he said he wants an 08.
Okay.
So, hey.
So, fall 2007, get your money ready.
Right when I get my 2002 paid off. Good news, man, good news, and hope the good news keeps coming, and we'll always update you on that.
That's right.
And if you can't wait for a podcast, definitely check out that either
the fifth gen
Camaro forum on our message board, or the Automotive News and Future Vehicle Discussion, when they're going to talk about other cars that's possibly built on the same platform.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff, man. If you've been following in the previous podcast, we've got a cool contest going on.
Mm-hmm.
And how you get in on that is you got to send us an email or leave us a voicemail message.
Preferably a voicemail message.
Yeah, those are much more fun.
Yes.
And the better it is, the more the chances are that we're going to read it on the air or play it on the air, depending on the format. And call that as an entry into winning a free iPod.
That's right.
We're giving one away every month.
Right, and you only got 2 weeks to go before we give away our first iPod.
Right, and here's some of the submissions that we've gotten. We're going to start off with the emails. The first one comes from Adam Bridgers. His username on the board is SpaceMonkey71. Maybe that's a reference to the Fight Club movie. the message is, should I use Joy or Palmolive to wash the OptiSensor No, I'm not kidding. Distributor on my LT1.
Joy or Palmolive?
To wash the OptiSpark distributor on his LT1.
Oh, oh.
I prefer bacon grease myself.
Yeah, but first you got to bring it to a car wash, and you got to power spray it. You know, make sure you get in all those, you know, crevices,
the little vents.
Yeah, especially the vents. You know, and then once it's dried, okay, you can use your bacon grease, but I prefer honey.
Honey?
Honey. Yeah, it smells better when it warms up.
Oh yeah, yeah. It keeps the flies buzzing around it. You can use the flies to draft like they do in NASCAR when you're driving.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
And then always, just like anything else, put a big fat coat of Zano on it, you know, to protect it.
Of course.
All right, that's a joke. Everybody knows that the distributor can't get wet, and of course you shouldn't put bacon grease or Dijon mustard or anything like that on it.
Yeah.
So that, we thought that was kind of funny. So, hey, there's one entry into the contest.
That's right.
There's another one we got. It's from Eric Mann. He's been on the board for quite a while.
Eric the Man.
Eric the Man. His forum name is Eric91Z. And here's his message. Why is it that GM is a number of years? All right, seriously. Why is it that GM is a number of years behind automotive trends but still expects to sell cars? Chrysler has had the PT Cruiser for a number of years, and GM is just now bringing out the HHR. And the new Camaro is quite the retro theme, and I am very glad to hear it might be coming back. But Ford already did retro with the Mustang for 2 model years now. That will be about 4 model years old by the time the Camaro hits the streets again. We hope.
Yeah.
And why does GM still have so many boring front-wheel drive cars that people just don't want to buy? I know.
Okay, continue.
I know that GM is in financial trouble, but maybe they need to take some chances. New aggressive styling. Keep on making better interiors. Recent cars are a good indication of this. And get back to quality rear-wheel drive cars for the masses, not just the high-end Cadillac. People will buy them. Bring my faith back to GM. Well, he's got some good points.
Yep.
I gotta tell you. We're gonna answer that with the threat of the week.
It's time for the thread of the week from the Camaro Z28.com message boards. If you want to get involved with the message boards, just go to CamaroZ28.com. You'll join over 50,000 Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts from around the world. CamaroZ28.com.
In the automotive news and future vehicle discussion, our resident expert, Guyon M.
That's right.
Made a very good thread titled GM's New Design Influences. And we're going to sticky this to the top because it answers your question and your comments perfectly.
That's right.
Good stuff there.
So, yeah, head over to the automotive section on the message board.
Automotive news and future vehicle discussion.
Yep. Look for the sticky thread on the top.
Great thread, and that kind of covers the basis on that.
Yeah.
So, that's two emails that we've got
that
are great that we can use, and they're entered into the contest.
Right.
And we also got a voicemail.
That's right.
And here it is.
Jason, Chris, how you doing? It's Ellie Garfinkel calling from Toronto. We spent some time in Detroit at the bar. Had a little conversation. I'm the big bald guy with the shaved head, whatever. Anyway, let's focus on getting some excitement going for Bowling Green. Talk about some events. Talk about some cars. Talk about some seminars, drag racing, autocross, whatever. Play it up. We got to lay the groundwork now to get the people out, the cars out to this thing. I'm thinking that this year we're going to see finally an upswing in attendance and interest because of the concept. It'll be there, you know that. So it should be good. We got to play it up and get some excitement going. Been there for the last 4 years. This will be my fifth year. It's the best thing going. Anyway, SS Ellie on the board. We love you guys, and we'll speak to you later.
Good one.
Yeah.
And what Ellie was talking about was the 2006 Camaro and Firebird Invasion at the Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Right.
Great event.
Excellent event.
Great event. And you can get information on this by going to CorvetteMuseum.com and clicking on events, and then clicking on Camaro Firebird Reunion from that point. And the dates of this event are September 14th through the 16th, 2006.
Oh, okay. When can you start registering for that?
It says here on the website, the agenda and online registration should be active during the third week of March.
Oh, so coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, and the deadline is August 31st, so, you know, you've got plenty of time.
Oh,
yeah.
Plenty of time.
But we can't say enough about this event. It's very cool. They've got a lot of great keynote speakers and a lot of great cars and a lot of great people to hang around with.
Oh, yeah, that's always a fun weekend.
Yep, we try not to miss it. So September 14th through the 16th, mark it on your calendar right now, because you don't want to miss this one.
Now's your chance to get in for this contest. There's only a couple weeks left in March. Get your voicemails in.
Or your emails in.
Or your emails in, and you'll have a great chance to win this brand new, factory sealed iPod Shuffle.
You got it. How do you get in on the contest? How do you send us an email? How do you leave us a voicemail? Here you go.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182. Or by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
Kick ass!
Yeah.
There you have it. That's how you enter. And we've been receiving a lot of good entries, emails.
Yeah, we're receiving more emails than voicemails, so keep your voicemails going.
Yeah, those are the most fun. We can put them right in the podcast.
Yeah.
Only the good ones are going to make it.
Yeah, and those emails you're sending that says this is for the podcast contest, we're deleting them.
And we appreciate it, but we really can't use that because we already know that the podcast rules. I mean, that's why you're listening right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
So if it's something that we can use, it's got a better chance of being included, which counts as an entry to the contest.
Right.
There you go. Keep the emails and voicemails coming. And now one of my favorite parts of our episodes.
I'll tell you what, looks just like me before.
Look, see what you got under the hood. There's a website. Wow, it takes four. We're going to take a website.
In this age of digital homogeny. It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
That's right. Another website review.
You got it.
Let's see, we picked out this one this week. It is called the F-Body Hideout.
And the reason why we're mentioning this is because in one of our previous podcasts, we were talking about Camaro commercials.
That's right.
And how they're hard to find and everything.
Right, and they've got them listed right on their webpage.
They got a few of them.
Yep, just go to www.f-bodyhideout.com, click on the video section, go all the way to the bottom, and they've got, probably five or six of the Camaro and Firebird commercials from the mid-90s
mm-hmm.
To the 2002 WS6 commercial.
Right, and these are the ones that are hard to find.
Yeah.
We've been looking around for them, and hey, guess what? We found them for you.
Yeah.
So definitely check them out.
That was great. I was enjoying looking through the site here. You know, they've got some owner's manuals. I really like that.
Yeah, it's cool to download.
I don't know
how
legal those are, but...
Well, they're not for sale, really. Well, they are with a car, but... Yeah, they got some good stuff on the site. Owner's manuals?
Yep.
What else?
They've got a forum there as well.
Okay.
Classified section. As I mentioned before, a video section, mm-hmm. and a link section, and stuff like that. So, excellent site to check out. Another great F-Body site.
Yep, absolutely. You know? Good job on that. This site's been around for a while, too.
Yeah.
It's nice to see sites start up and stay.
Right.
Because a lot of them come and go.
Yeah.
I think that's going to do it.
Yeah.
If you got a site you want us to review, well, you know how to contact us.
Yeah. We enjoy doing these in the podcast. They're really fun.
Yep. We like to support the other sites that are out there because those sites usually have been supporting us ever since they got started.
You betcha.
So I think that's going to wrap it up for the podcast. If you like what you hear, don't forget to head over to the podcast section and fill out our survey.
Right.
That gives us a little bit of insight on what everybody's thinking about it.
Right.
And
you don't have to fill out any personal information. We don't ask for your name. We don't ask for your address, anything. It's completely anonymous.
You don't even have to enter your email.
Right.
So you got no worries about anything. And we really appreciate the feedback and support. And we're going to be back next week for another kick-ass podcast.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.